Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Did you turn on a Fairley Brothers movie?
See, I knew you'd like this one too.
Tell you what, you need like one of those birthday playlists. You're sitting around robbing you in a car, man. You're a different cat, man. A little strange.
What? This is a great song.
It is a good song.
Fourth and final hour, Zolak and Bertrand. Happy birthday to Hardy with the birthday playlist today. Hardy's in our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. We wrapped up on the show over the weekend on Netflix, Tiger King. That was something else, man. That really was. Really opened our eyes to what's going on in the world of big cats.
So there are more big cats, I learned this, in captivity in the U.S. than are in the wild right now.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
And that you could actually purchase one of these for a small fee of $3,500.
It's not even that much.
I'm blown away.
One that he ended up selling for like $2,000 or something. Like, hell, a purebred lab will cost you that much from some places.
Oh, more than that.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You can have a tiger?
That tiger. I might put a zoo in my backyard.
There you go.
Give me a baby giraffe, too.
If the producers of Tiger King wanted anything to happen from this, I'm sure it's people like you thinking about, you know what, maybe I should keep tigers too. They're probably, you know, sitting back and thinking, if we can just get more people to adopt and keep big cats,
right,
then our job here will be done. In addition to telling the story of Joe Exotic and Doc Antle.
I would have to think that at some point the fee of feeding these things, because you see them with the like quartered cow, or just I get this big hoof in his leg, and I'm dragging this big thing of meat across this dirt path. I'm gonna throw it in there, and that tiger grabs it. And he's growling at you. But that's gotta cost something.
Well, I had asked over the weekend, Beetle. After watching it, what's the one question you have as a result of watching it?
And I actually have a real one.
If you could have one question answered after watching Tiger King, what do you want the answer to? What's the one question you want an answer to?
Oh, God. About someone in the show?
Just something. We, in the reviews of it, they say there's a lot of stuff that goes unanswered. And there's a lot of loose ends at the end of this. And some of it's just due to timing, you know. But if you could find out one thing, one thing I just wish I could know, what would it be?
Mine would be, when he opened up that pizza place and they had that freezer, that white freezer with all the meat from Walmart in packets just poured in, and they took that meat to put the meat on the pizza, what did that pizza taste like? I bet that pizza was pretty damn good.
It's probably fine. It's cooked.
Probably disgusting.
Yeah, the 500-degree oven for 15 minutes, you're good. Everything's fine with that.
Oh, God.
Somebody said, who was actually singing? We've got that answer. We have that answer, thanks to Vanity Fair. They did a column on that, and they found a couple of people who did the actual vocal recordings that Joe
was. Was it him?
Lip sync.
No, it wasn't him.
It was not him. No, Zoe, I thought the same thing. I'm an idiot. I'm the first one to like say, no. I thought, he's got a pretty good voice. Because I'm stupid, I guess. Everyone else immediately recognized it as being a lip sync job, which
he
it was.
You knew all the words so well. The delivery was there. I'm like, I bought it.
I would say
modern day Randy Jackson here.
I would ask the question, a serious question. This is not like something that, you know, you could know, but I want to know, does anyone else end up in jail other than Joe Exotic?
Well, and that remains to be seen. Like, we don't, you would think that
Gerritsen,
Jeff Lowe might end up in jail. Yeah, Gerritsen might end up in jail, but it's all pending. All this is relatively recent. I mean, the documentary ended with the, there was something from like December of 2019 in there.
Yeah. I can't stand Carroll. I know that. I cannot stand Carroll.
It also kind of evolved into a conversation about casting the movie that will inevitably be made. And I read one thing that they're actually doing it, and that was it Amy Poehler? Maybe you would be, no.
Somebody no, it was Kate McKinnon. Kate McKinnon is going to play Carol Baskin. We touched on that on Friday.
Yep, yep. I think Jim Gaffigan should be cast as Doc Antle. I think there's a strong resemblance there, and he's got the right persona.
I know who
to
plays Joe
off.
Exotic. Alan Jackson, the country singer. He's already got the hair, the mustache.
You need an actor. You need an actor's actor to play Joe
actor?
Exotic.
By the way, I would just say that if there's one fascinating thing to me, and I think this was covered between like episode six. By the end of episode six, you should be saying, how did Alan Glover not end up caught up in this legally? And he apparently, by just telling his story, as he says, three or four times to the authorities, he hasn't been charged.
Which one is Alan Glover?
He's
Glover
the one
is a handyman who works for Jeff Lowe. Glover took $3,000 from Joe Exotic to do the hit on Carol Baskin and then never went to Florida. Right?
Ended up partying at some strip joint up in North Carolina. He has a teardrop under his eye.
Yeah, and according to the reporting on things, including the reporter who was on with Tutcher and Rich today, Jeff Lowe was a part of that. Jeff Lowe took Alan Glover's cell phone with him to Vegas to make calls from that cell phone to cover up where Alan Glover was.
See, Lowe's not getting enough heat for what went down.
So how does Lowe and Glover not at all... Number one, get in trouble for that. And number two, how did they end up being key witnesses against Joe Exotic to put him in jail for 22 years? I've got zero doubt that Joe Exotic is guilty. None. But I also know these other two guys aren't guilty, that they're not innocent. Which brings me back to my original point. I hate everybody in this thing. They all deserve each other. They're all terrible human beings.
Yes, they all deserve to get eaten.
They all suck.
Yeah, I honestly don't. A lot of people felt like something approaching empathy or sympathy for Joe Exotic at the end of this, because he's in prison for 20 years or whatever it is, and that, you know, the other guys should be in there. I don't feel bad at all that guy's in prison. I think society is better off with that guy in prison. I truly do. I mean, he was at Travis's funeral when he starts making it all about himself and he's married to someone else 2 months later and all the stuff that he was doing. I mean, and you saw the old footage of him talking about how these animals shouldn't be bred and all this stuff. He sounded more like what's her name at the beginning than what he turned into. And he turned into somebody who didn't care all that much about him, was just breeding him to make money, and he was in it for himself. He was totally in it for himself.
How about that spread he put out for 150 people for Thanksgiving one year?
That was nice.
That looked
okay.
And he's like,
all I could think though was, did this come off the Walmart truck? That's all I could think when I saw that.
All I could think of is, how does he have money for that and new trucks and guns? And these guys are living in squalor who work there, making $100 a week, just like the people at Doc Antle's place. And, you know, living, you know, in poverty. But he's
well,
got
the
money
girls
for all
over
this other
at
stuff.
Doc. The girls over at Doc Antle's are in love with him.
Yeah, there's that. What about the guys who work there and are not in love with him?
Oh man, that's a bad scene over there too.
All right, here's another question I have, and this is one that we'll probably never have an answer to. But these are the type of questions I mean. Like, what's the one thing you'd really like to? I'd really like to know, was Travis's death purely accidental? Because it's portrayed that way.
Yeah, who the hell were they filming when he blew his head off?
The campaign manager guy.
Oh, my God. He just blew his head off.
So you're saying, is the campaign manager lying in that he watched Travis get murdered?
Well, you see him watch him, And you see Travis talking about the gun, and the campaign manager's like, I told you, don't ever point a gun at me. And he said, whatever kind of gun it was, I don't know, it's a Luger or something. He goes, there's, you know, it doesn't have a clip in it. It won't fire without a clip. And then presumably he put it to his head and pulled the trigger to show.
No, but that was at two different times. Oh, man. You're confusing two different instances of him having a gun.
So do you think his suicide was on purpose? You think it was?
Yes. The kid committed suicide. He was depressed. He had been kept from speaking to his family by Joe Exotic. That was not covered in the documentary. It's been covered in other places. Yes. Yeah. All no, right. That was the campaign manager was talking about in general. The kid was always walking around with a gun.
Beetle, the fact you've reached out to other resources to learn more about this is more disturbing to me.
Why?
The TV enough, the Netflix documentary is enough for me. I don't want to know more about these people. I really don't. They're disturbing. I'm going to think now when I cross that Florida border, should I ever take my kids to Lion Country Safari? People are going to still do that. People are still going to go to the zoos. I just want to know how you hand-build these cages that you think you could contain that type of beast and nobody could ever break in or he can't get out.
See, Beetle, I'm reading about it right now. I don't think I have them mixed up. The Oklahomian, the newspaper, wrote a story saying that it was, in fact, an act of hubris, not a planned suicide, and that he held the gun up to his head to pull the trigger to show that it was safe and that the gun wouldn't fire.
So he did it by accident?
He did it by accident. But I wonder how much of it was an accident. If he was really suffering from drug addiction, which I assume 90% of the people, at least at Joe Exotic's place. Yeah, someone else asked me, it's like, are there any scenes of them actually doing meth or any scenes of them on meth? I said, yeah, there are scenes of them on meth in episodes 1-7. Just turn on at any point in the documentary, any point in episodes 1-7, and if they're at Joe Exotic's place, you will see people under the influence of methamphetamine. That's every episode.
Who was the guy that worked there that had the long, long blonde hair and he had a mustache and a beard, and he's sitting at the edge of his bed and he's doing the interview?
He's nodding out at the end of it?
And then all of a sudden he just falls back and passes out. His hands are clenched like he got knocked out.
I think
like the fetal position.
I think he graduated to the Big H. By the end of the documentary, yeah.
Yeah.
Up from bathtub crank. Yep.
And there was a bottle of half a bottle of vodka next to his bed on the nightstand.
Calls on Joe Exotic and calls on the Tiger King. We wrapped that up over the weekend. And Hardy's asking the question, if you had one question that you could have answered about the people and things that happened in that documentary, what would it be? So that's in the mix. Also, Derek in Foxborough is on the line. And we will talk.
Nice.
To the man, the myth, the legend, Derek in Foxborough, coming up next.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Go back to the phone, 617-779-0985, and let's talk to Derek in Foxborough, who joins us. He put out his new single today here on the show, which we don't know exactly what the name is. Derek, how would you describe that track, and what's the name of it?
The song is called Good Girls Get Down, because that's what the chorus is. Yeah. But, you know.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And how would you describe it to people who haven't heard it?
Well, it's, I wasn't sure if people in Massachusetts would get it because, they don't really have the spots, the clubs to go to here, but in like Miami, for example, it would probably be a big hit song.
Okay.
They got Tootsies, they got Scarlets down there. That's probably the best one, Scarlets. Though next time you do a Dolphins game, you should hit that.
I'll do those.
Have you spent a lot of time down there, Derek?
I went 21st birthday. I went down there. Yeah.
So, what's your where do you hit them now up here? Do you have the border to Rhode Island? Right?
They're not good up here, so I don't go to them up here.
The ones in Miami. You're a connoisseur, right? Then. You're a connoisseur.
Yeah.
Derek, after we played it, people started immediately theorizing that this was an autobiographical song. How do you respond to that?
It's semi-autobiographical. It's really kind of ripping off the song, T-Pain song, I'm in Love with a Stripper.
Oh.
Because he had that song. I don't know if you've ever heard that.
Well, inspired by T-Pain.
I would never admit to ripping songs off.
That's why I changed it for you. But, okay, so inspired by that. But did you have any amorous relationships with an exotic dancer that gave you some extra fodder for this song?
Yeah, you know, but, you know, I don't know how into this you want me to get, but, you know, they're crazy.
All the way into it,
the craziest people I've ever come across, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just the accusations of, you know, crazy women, you know.
What type of accusations? What do you mean?
Well, wait a minute, go back. You said us being crazy. You think we're all nuts, right?
No, I don't think you guys are crazy. No.
So what accusations are you referring to?
You know, I'd be like, you know, we'd be dating, right?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, you know, I'm about to take a shower. And she'd be like, oh, well, what girl you got waiting in the tub for you? You know, always thinking I'm cheating, you know? And it's like...
So this would all happen in your place.
Yeah, and then, you know, I'll tell you this real story real quick.
Good.
Real quick, you know, yeah, sure.
We're watching this movie, and she was actually cheating on me, I found out, because we were watching a movie.
No.
And this guy starts licking this girl's feet. And she's like, oh, that's cute. You like licking my feet, too. And I'm like, because she said it like me and her have a history
of
licking her feet, which I've never done. So that's
then
why
you're like, busted, right?
And I said, yeah, well, why don't you ask that dude that's been licking your feet? You know what I'm saying?
Yes. So in that moment, she got caught up and confused you with another guy she was seeing who did, in fact, own the label of foot licker, not you.
Yeah, like, you know, Lex Ryan type stuff, you know?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
But that's not what you're into. That's not your thing.
No.
Wow. People were fascinated by the story and the story within the story, and it just keeps getting better. Are you currently involved with anybody or anyone in that industry?
No, I'm single now.
Yeah.
So you're looking.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Actually, I DM'd the song Timber to a girl I like on Instagram, but she blocked me, so maybe it wasn't that good a song.
No,
I mean, I think it's your hit so far.
It is that good of a song. And as Thin Lizzy once said, if that chick don't want to know, forget her. You know, she's obviously is not ready.
Yeah.
All right, Derek. Well, hey, anytime you've got a track, you got to send it over because
we're here for you.
Man. I'll let these two marinate for a little bit, maybe in, you know, couple of months or something.
Keep waiting, wanting more. Don't oversaturate.
Go all Ryan Adams and start dropping three albums a year
and saturate
the market. No, let them simmer. Always leave the people wanting more.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Thanks, Derek.
Thank you. All right. That is Derek in Foxborough, obviously of the hit track Timber, and the new one, which I already forget the name.
Doesn't matter.
Good Girl Down, the new one?
Good Girls Get Down.
Good Girls Get Down.
Something along those lines?
Fraudy on Twitter theorizes that Derek's girlfriend was cheating on him with D.A. And that would explain...
Yes.
Why? Is D.A. into feet?
D.A. licks feet, yeah.
Choppers. Certain portrayals of him have him being into feet. Yes. Oh. I don't know that it's accurate, but
he would bring those girls in. Remember the women of DA?
That is a TNR thing, yes.
Remember the women of DA and then how creeped out those poor women at the scoreboard were up there in Woburn?
I don't recall
that. They used to stay in the kitchen because he would never let go of their hands.
I don't know that to be
true. Ask the street teamers. Maybe they know something about
that. They all told me that.
I've never said it to me. No knowledge. Nope.
Matt's in the car on Tiger King. What's up, Matt?
You guys, this is awesome. Sorry. So Hillsborough County, Florida, they today have announced they're going to open up an investigation to Carol Baskin as to where Don Lewis went. That was, I read that. It might have been one of those TMZ-type sites. But,
good.
Yeah, that was today.
Excellent.
So I hate her, too. And,
good. I want her to go down.
What's up, so? And, what's up? Yeah. This is crazy. Crazy times. Hey, guys, you guys are doing great. Thank you for keeping us entertained, man. And, Hardy, happy birthday. I'll talk to you
thank
later.
You.
Bye.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate the call.
I was amazed.
They did announce that they're looking for new tips in the cold case.
Right.
Check under the septic tank. Why not? Dig it up. Start digging up that property, Hardy.
The fact that the guy used to go out and like fly planes like out over the water, though. As much as I want to believe that she shot him and then fed him to the tigers, it's completely plausible that he went out flying around in his airplane and crashed it into the water. Isn't
How about her being out at 3 o'clock in the morning, though?
When? Oh, she had to go get tiger chow. So what?
Yeah. Tiger to eat.
What's not believable about that?
What do you get tiger chow? Frosted flakes?
Oh.
Yeah, she went down to the Piggly Wiggly to go pick up some tiger chow.
Yeah,
at 3 a.m. in the
half
morning.
A carcass. You guys got a half a carcass at BJ's?
First of all, it's Publix with an X. And second of all, maybe she did.
Yeah, maybe. Very suspicious circumstances.
The money
that
she made off of the YouTube videos, do you remember that? It was like one of the earlier episodes.
Yeah.
Where they say that she's, you know, cashing checks for like, I think it was like $30,000-$35,000 a month.
Yeah,
hey,
like
you
two
cool
weeks,
cats
she said.
And kittens.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. It's me, Carol. It's good to see you and talk.
And she literally is like, this cat took a big dump today, and this one ate lunch. And you're like, What is the value of this information?
What's the value of her tiger sanctuary if they're all living in like cages?
Right. I don't get it. I don't get how
I
that's
don't get it.
And I looked at their website. They're like an accredited sanctuary. And I'm like, well, if that's all it takes to be a sanctuary, I might as well open one. Zoe will open one. What the hell? Let's all do it.
I got space back here. You can put cages up.
I think the biggest fraudulent thing in there is that she started out the same way that Joe Exotic and everyone else in this thing started out. She's just like them.
At least he had a personality, though.
She just wanted to figure out a way.
Show.
She wanted to figure out a way to game the system to keep doing what she was doing. That's what this was all about. That's what pisses me off about her.
She was going to be nice to the cats, Beetle. She was going to take care of them more. You know what pisses me off about her? The way she rode that bike. And it's stupid path around the tiger thing. And she's on one of those, like, beach cruisers, sitting straight up, and her hair's all the way down, flowing. It's like, here goes Carol riding the bike. No wonder they're waiting on a damn bike path for her.
Dan and Sandwich. Dan.
How you doing, guys?
Hi.
What's up, Dan?
Two things. When I was a kid growing up in Cambridge, there was a woman who lived on Linnean Street who had a full-grown cheetah in her side yard in a
Shut
cage.
Up.
No fence. Nope.
What do you mean,
Probably
no fence?
Probably late 60s, early 70s. It had a cage, but it had no fence around it, 10 feet from the street.
Oh, it was the thing.
Yeah, well, I mean.
I mentioned my old next-door neighbor earlier, the guy who used to manage the Crazy Horse in Vegas.
Yeah.
He used to work for a guy named Bob Stupak, who built the Stratosphere, but his big casino was Casino World. And he was the casino manager for Bob Stupak. And this is back like late 70s, early 80s. They all kept big cats and stuff like that. And he said, yeah, if the casino was like slow one night, Bob would say, hey, Greg, why don't you go home and bring the cat in here? And he had a cheetah that I never saw. He'd gotten rid of it by the time I knew him. But yeah, he would walk the thing through the casino and then take it home and lock it up in its cage again. Help Siegfried and Roy. There's still a golf course in Vegas. I played it the last time I was there. It's across the street from their old house. When I was there, this isn't 50 years ago. This is 20 years ago. You'd be on the 15th hole, and you could hear the lions roaring across the street. They kept
Shut
them.
Up.
They kept them at their private residence, like out in like a neighborhood in Las Vegas. Yes.
Hey, Beetle, I got my buddy. You were down in Aruba recently, right?
Sure was.
He said they got big tigers down there. You go up $40, $40, $50, you take your picture with the tiger. And he sent me the picture, sitting on it. Did they have it? Did you see that down there?
No, I haven't.
You know what? We really weren't aware of this tiger thing, though, till after that.
There's 10,000, up to 10,000 of them in the U.S., they estimate.
Jesus.
And only 6% of the tigers that are in captivity in this country are in zoos, like legit places. The rest of them, privately owned, Joe Exotic type of joints. That's what you got.
I couldn't imagine.
Terrible.
I'm sure. Have you ever watched, like, when they hold a piece of meat up in the tree and how high these tigers can jump and how they could get up that tree?
Oh, yeah.
How explosive they are. They can literally jump over one of those 12-foot fences.
Impressive verticals. I agree.
Oh. Yeah.
We started the day talking about Super Bowl 51 yesterday, which was televised. We now are going to, again, as we continue to snap back to reality on Tom Brady, his new GM, Tampa Bay Bucks GM, Jason Light, on Brady choosing Tampa and part of the process of him choosing Tampa.
Ooh.
We'll get to that next.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Yes, I got what I deserve.
Yeah, I don't know what version this is.
Hello, I'll be the monkeys.
Did you really think that I'd forget?
Who's this, Davy?
And regret.
The Partridge Family.
Yeah, Jim's going to go ahead and re-rack this one.
Yeah, Jim, I'd stop that.
Thank you. Thank you. This is the one we want. Better. That feels right.
There you go. We got some new sound. We talked about this last week, what they were saying down in Tampa.
Yeah.
Of Brady picking the Bucks. This might change your opinion a little bit when you hear the audio. And I don't mean in a good way about Brady's desire to stay in New England. Here's Jason Light, GM of the Buccaneers. He was on Get Up today describing Tom Brady calling the Bucks last week. Yeah, Brady calling them. Have a listen to this.
You know, it's 2 weeks ago today that, you know, the legal tampering or the negotiation period started when we made the first call to his agent, and it seems like 2 months ago now. But when we made the first call at 12 o'clock, and he said, "You made a good decision to call," we knew that we might have a very good chance of getting him.
And just take us through it from there, as much as you can tell us about how that process worked.
Well, we spent a lot of time this offseason, as soon as the season ended, meeting, evaluating every quarterback, every player, like we always do, but especially quarterbacks that we thought, you know, that could be potential UFAs. Coaches, my scouts, did an in-depth, very detailed work on all of them and planning on all of them, which one of them could potentially help us and upgrade us at the position. And Bruce made it clear in some interviews that Tom Brady was one, and we did not leave Jameis Winston out of the plan. As soon as Wednesday rolled around and we were able to talk to Tom Brady, we had a great conversation, Bruce and I. We talked to him for over an hour and a half, and he made it clear in the conversation that he was very, very interested. It was almost like a recruitment on his part, telling us why it would make sense for him to come to Tampa Bay. And the following day we signed him, but it was at that phone call that we realized that we felt like, we had him.
That makes
They called the agent first, and then they didn't talk to Brady till day after that. And then on the next day they had him signed.
Now, how about Brady himself though, making the call like back, you know?
Well, you got to set it up. He sets it up, and Tom calls, "Hey, yeah, I'm ready to talk."
But he pitches them.
This is what I do and what I do well, this is why I'd be great with your team.
What do you think Jason Light was doing during one of those calls with Brady, the first one?
Pitching himself.
Can you imagine sitting in his office or in a conference room and he puts the phone on mute, and if there's someone else there or on the other line, he's saying to himself, "Oh, my God."
Yeah.
Oh, my God, he's actually going to leave there.
holy crap, he's probably like the rest of us.
Yeah, like no one believed.
Oh, my God, he's actually going to leave.
Yeah, we didn't.
He's got to leave. He's got to leave, and he's got, and we're in the mix.
He actually wants to do this. He wants to come to Tampa.
He had to have been so thrilled, just absolutely thrilled at that.
Like, what do I do? Do I call Bruce, or you know, who do we call here?
But it sounds like Tom had his mind made up. He was not going back to New England, and he had to.
That was clear. But Brady put that out prior to the tamping period.
Right. Right. A couple of other quick things before we get to today's takeaways. Of course, Derek's new song and a hit from Jim Irsay. Cotty Cotton just sent over a meme to us.
Who?
Someone on Twitter.
Oh.
Has a picture of Carole Baskin, and it says, ha ha, the only way to get a tiger to eat someone is to cover them in sardine oil or something. Remember when she was talking about Joe Exotic? In the boots?
Yes.
And how ridiculous it was that someone would have
thought somebody had
covered his boots in perfume, or right?
Yeah.
That's funny that she brought that up, that to get a tiger to eat a human, you just cover him in a little sardine oil.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder if she covered her husband in that.
She wouldn't have to if she shot him first and then just threw him in a tiger cage.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
How long does it take a tiger to eat someone?
How many tigers? She's got a bunch of them.
Oh, man.
I would think three or four of them could make pretty quick work of that.
Yeah, and then once they get that taste, man. Mm-hmm. That's a real thing, though. Like,
once they get the taste, so then they crave human blood? Is that where you were going next?
Vampire.
Okay. Oh, vampire. Oh.
Vampire cats. Huh. Abby in New Hampshire on Joe Exotic. Abby.
Yes, I feel that David Spade should be playing him in a movie.
He'd be good, Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Looks just good like one. Him.
I saw someone suggest Matthew McConaughey.
I would agree with that. I think McConaughey would be amazing.
Outstanding.
Yeah. That's a much better pick than David Spade.
And I love David Spade, but who's the better actor? Out of the two.
Oh, McConaughey.
You know what? McConaughey can grow those pork chop sideburns, too, because he did it in We Are Marshall.
Yes.
Irsay, Jim Irsay, owner of the Colts, and Derek in Foxborough. What do they both have in common? They both drop tracks over the weekend. You'll hear them next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. You can do the virtual program online. They coach you up right there at home, get you the scale, they get you your food, and you can drop the weight while maintaining your social distancing and take care of yourself and taking everybody across this country. Get back to normal here soon. Check it all out at awaken180weightloss.com.
I just saw something that tiger in Aruba died 16 years ago, though. So. That picture you sent appears to be very old. Not recent.
Oh, he says 2003.
Yeah, there you go.
Huh, well, at least they had it there.
They did. Let's get to the takeaways. Let's start with this. A mashup between Seager and Irsay. Yeah, that's right. You heard that right. It's a message of hope from Jim Irsay on Twitter over the weekend.
Well, I just thought maybe just a touch of Bob Seger here might not be a negative thing. You know, everyone needs music in these times. So I'm getting adjusted here in my fancy chair. All along, I go some highway east of Omaha. You can listen to the engine moan. I is one lost song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before. That's all she wrote. Yeah, I am not Paul McCartney or John Lennon.
Make the light rise.
I love y'all. God bless.
It's a weird pick. It's not like it's an uplifting song.
He gets better, though, every time I hear it.
Yeah, why turn the page?
Right. I don't get that.
Well, maybe like, he's turned
his own page.
You
know, everyone needs music to get through these times.
Who doesn't like Bob Seger, man?
Let me give you a little something about the trials and tribulations of being out on the road.
So let me play the one song I know. It's the bane of every guitar lover who can't actually play guitar. We learn one song. And even that, we have trouble with sometimes.
You like Deep Purple, right?
Do I like Deep Purple?
Yeah.
No, not. Oh, Smoke on the Water?
Yeah. I could play you that for your birthday.
Yeah. You got a guitar there? Yeah. Yeah, it's like the Kids Bop version of Smoke on the Water on a ukulele.
Right. So happy birthday, buddy.
Is that your pink ukulele, Zoe?
That's my daughter's.
Oh.
It's nice.
She actually wanted me to play Eagles for you since it was your birthday. Sam actually wants to send you like an Eagles album for
your
birthday.
Is that Sam's ukulele?
That is Sam's. That was Sam's.
Does she know how to play it?
She can play a little bit, not a lot. All right. Have you seen Sosie's kid play it?
Yeah.
Pretty damn good. Pretty damn good.
Let's go to the next takeaway, which is Derek in Foxborough. A little clip of his song, his latest from today.
Good.
This one's for my girls getting low. Only thing on their mind is the motherfucking dough. Pennies on the floor, they don't have any no clothes. I tell her she ain't gotta do it, she already know. She says she got her mind made up, she grown. She says she got her mind made up, that's why she walked the pole. She said, I already know your type. She said, I already know what you like. I said, shawty, you don't know me. You probably met my homies. She replied that we're all the same. I said, that's cool, but that's not the reason why I came. I came to watch it go down. And if the so good girls get down, I'd really hate to see the bad ones. I say, if the so good girls get down, I'd really hate to see the bad ones. I don't want to hold her up. She say, this ain't what she wants. I said, I don't want to hold her up. She say, this ain't what she wants. What she doing? She said, mind my business.
When he says, hey, I can't watch go down. And the music kicks in right when he says that.
Yeah.
Down.
But
you guys have been doing this a long time. How many years now?
Doing one.
And we've had the radio.
At this
station? We've had Collins. Would you ever think that we could fast forward back to the first time we've talked to him, Derek in Foxborough, and ever think we'd be spinning raps for him, have him on the phone talking about, well, you got to go to Florida. That's where the professional strip clubs are. You know?
Yeah, but we find this out all the time about callers of ours. We've got
this takes it to another level.
No,
bro.
That lunatic Andy in Peabody, who is an actual medical doctor. That,
right.
That freak.
Oh, hello.
Calls him with his awful British accent. He's a, well, I mean, he's a dentist, so, you know, easy.
Right.
But still. You know, these people have lives outside of their phone calls to this show, and it's always fascinating to learn what
they are. I would not have applied this to him, though. I would never, never, never would I have thought.
No, no.
Because he always seems so nervous when he calls. Yeah.
No, but that's, you know, he's not nervous when, you know, the mic's in front of him and the track's rolling, and, you know, that's where he can be himself.
That's what makes artists great.
Tell his stories. That's right. A semi-autobiographical tale.
A semi-automatic weapon.
Oh, man. Today is Hardy's birthday.
Yes.
How old? Give me a number.
Happy isolation birthday.
Thank you. 49.
Oh, next year's a big one. Oh,
big
where's
one.
The party going to be?
I can't wait. Party. Hopefully we'll be able to have parties again a year from now. Let's get to this.
Stop it.
As we do on all of our birthdays. T-Bone has assembled
Oh, good.
A birthday tribute for you, Hardy.
These are the worst.
These are the worst and the best.
These are the worst.
Let's have it.
The Patriots still have not reached out to Tom Brady. According to a source, it's not looking good.
Karen Garigian tweeted, "The Patriots still have not reached out to Tom Brady. According to a source, quote, it's not looking good." Did you just...
Colts with Manning, there's no close second to that.
How about the Colts?
Did you say the Colts?
I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports.
I'm all right. A little bit of phlegm drip down there. It's going to be fine.
There's something really distasteful, I think, about got the number one overall pick.
Stop saying.
I believe we can see a bunch of minority people coming into our fair city.
You can feel the girth. You can hear the girth.
Raccoon penises.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, you nag. I'm having the bag.
Puck will drop just after 7 o'clock on the...
Talk about this this Sunday in Buffalo. Go.
What?
No, talk about the game.
Like a good show.
Shut up. Let him talk about the game. Go.
Potty doesn't know what he's talking about.
Butt cleavage is minor exposure of the buttock.
Miami!
Is this real?
That may be the best one you've ever done, Tom.
You know what's amazing about that?
That's what? How many screw-ups you have?
No, I can tell that's all from the last year.
Right.
That's not like...
That's current.
Career spanning. Sure. That's the last, 8 months maybe?
Yeah. We were just talking before takeaways.
Ooh, that Michelle Pfeiffer one was an all-timer.
I was talking to Jim and I said, is this from a previous year or is this updated? He said, oh, no, it's updated. Wow. All new material.
I'm like, people are partying on the stream right now.
Miami.
All right, then. Monday
Dogger
down.
Mads getting ready to go.
Tuesday tomorrow.
They are indeed. All right.
All right.
What are we watching tonight? What are we watching tonight? Come on.
Not sure.
We got to think about this.
Ozark. We got half into Ozark when the power went out and the kids started screaming and the dog was biting everybody, so we're going to finish that tonight.
All right, I'll start watching.
All right, see you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line MA.org.